I'm Spencer Beckwith for KUNM. Philadelphia's Center for Architecture and Design hosts an annual competition for international design students. This year, the center's challenge was to find new ways for Philadelphia to connect its residents and visitors with the city's cultural and natural resources. And the first prize went to a third-year grad student in the University of New Mexico's Landscape Architecture program. His name is Sam Fantai. And he's with me now. Sam, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
You grew up in Ethiopia, Sam, spent time in Addis Ababa. How did that city influence the way you think about cities in general?
Before actually I moved to the capital, Addis Ababa, I had a chance to live with my parents in the southern part, which was less denser, and it was more socially the people were connected, and it's a different kind of lifestyle. So I think that my experience in Addis was it's really very big city. It's very densely populated, and the people are always moving from the suburb or the adjacent areas to the city. And I've always been thinking about giving the people more chance to use a different way of transportation, not only the buses or the public transport or even your cars. I think if the communities will be given more chance to use a very sustainable kind of transportation option, they will consider the sustainable way rather than only depending on their car or any public transport.
Your winning suggestion for Philadelphia and its Lehigh Corridor is called Smart Weave. Under this plan, Sam, how would the city's roads look different than they do now?
Currently, the Lehigh Corridor focuses on the car, and it doesn't have a dedicated bike lane, so it doesn't encourage or it doesn't allow the people to use it. So the new idea will be changing that priority from cars to people. They will increase the canopy cover where shaded areas will be more provided. And next to the trees, there will be a dedicated bike lane. And next to that bike lane, there will be wider walkway for strolling, exercising, jogging, and doing all kind of activities.
And along those walkways, your plan calls for the placement of high-tech devices.
It's a very simple but helpful gadget. These monitors, what they can do is they will allow the people to track their health. But the other part of these monitors use is to tell the people what's around them. They can find the local update there. And since Philadelphia is actually very famous for their public art murals, the riverfront, I think the people will go to their smart monitors and they will find where is the public art, where is one of the interesting murals. They can find it and they can navigate through their environment without having any trouble or without even needing their cars. They can just walk through those pathways or they can use their bike and they can get more connected to their environment.
Would this plan be feasible for Albuquerque, Sam, even though it's less dense than Philadelphia?
In a way, it's still dense, but compared with the area we were talking about, it's really less dense. But I think the idea basically translates to Albuquerque. We need more roads which allow the people to use different options, not only depending on their cars, wider walkways, and we also need a dedicated bike lanes in every area, if it is possible.
Sam Fantai, a student in UNM's Graduate Landscape Architecture program, just won the $5,000 first prize in the Better Philadelphia Challenge, an international design competition. To view Sam's design, visit KUNM.org. I'm Spencer Beckwith.